To the brightest audience in the country, this is not Bob Inyart. He's on his fifth day of not saying a word. I didn't think he could do it, but he has, and he looks like he's getting better. At least he gives me the okay sign when I see him. We're just still praying for him. If you're out there and you know Bob and you've been listening for a while, we'd ask you to pray with us that this problem would be over with his throat once and for all. My name is Jo Scott. I go to Denver Bible Church, and Bob is my pastor. So I have an interesting show for you today. Yesterday, I was in Colorado Springs with a friend of mine, Mike Gamble. He is a friend of 7 years. 7 years ago, I met him when I came to Colorado. And for those of you who know me, you know I'm on the streets outside of Planned Parenthood, counseling girls to keep their children, getting them the help they need. And that's pretty much my ministry, working with the women at the abortion clinic and then in their lives afterwards. Mike has always had a heart for the unborn, but he hasn't always had a heart for the street. He would meet with me, he'd put ads in the paper, he'd give us financial help occasionally, but he'd always say, "Joe, I can't do what you do." So Ken and I just prayed for him and prayed for him for 7 years. And then about a year ago, he called and said, "I'm coming up with some signs." He hit the streets full force, both feet, jumped right in, and he has turned Colorado Springs upside down. And I want to introduce you to Mike. He's on the phone right now. I'm going to welcome him. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Did we have a successful day in Colorado Springs yesterday?
Oh, the Holy Spirit prevailed.
Did he or did he not? That was wonderful. We started out the day at, what school were we at?
We were at Wasson High School in Colorado Springs.
That's right. And we passed out pamphlets on evolution and abortion. Mike, you wrote one of those pamphlets, didn't you?
I wrote one, the one on Planned Parenthood, and then I joined with another man. He had the idea for the evolution pamphlet. He saw that as lacking in what was going on, that we needed to go to the foundation of it.
I understand why you would do a pamphlet on creationism, because that's at the root of the problem. These kids think they come from a primordial ooze and that they have no higher authority, that they are the end-all and the be-all of their existence, and therefore it means nothing to them to kill their child. So I thought, when I got down there and I read both pamphlets, I thought that was a great idea.
Oh, I wish I'd thought of it. As soon as the guy said, "How about if we do this?" I just looked at him in amazement and said, "Golly, of course we will."
And what happened? As soon as we were there, just under 15 minutes, the police showed up.
Oh, yeah, they do their typical thing. "You can't be here." "Well, am I on a public sidewalk?" "You're on school grounds. You can't be here." "I'm standing on a public sidewalk. Are you telling me that I cannot be on a public sidewalk?" And then instead of me leaving, he got in his car and left.
Yeah, after he went into the school, he came and told me I had to move 100 feet now. And I said, "I'm not going to move 100 feet now." And he went into the school, spoke to the principal, came out and said, "Oh, you're perfectly, you have every right to be here." But the principal came out at one time. What did he say to you?
Well, he said he was pro-life, but couldn't have been very pro-life. Maybe he was just a timid pro-lifer or something, whatever that would be. But he came out and he said that they're not going to be in the school because of something that happened at another school. And, of course, that was when we protested the other school. But it completely shut down the whole operation.
Let's back up a little bit, Mike. A few weeks ago, you sent a letter to D11. Tell us about that. District 11 school administration, right?
Yes, I had talked with them first and got the information before I sent a formal letter under Colorado Open Records Act, or with any school in the country, Freedom of Information Act. you can send it to the school and say, is Planned Parenthood there? And when will they be there, in which class? Well, I had just inquired in a gentle manner, saying, are they in there, when, and can I be there, and all that. So they told me, and instead of being inside, I was on the outside, and other people were going to go inside, but they barred that. They wouldn't let other citizens go in and see what was going on.
How did they know who the other citizens were? I mean, how did they know that they were with you?
Oh, they didn't.
Oh.
They just said no one's going in the class, so they had their closed classroom indoctrination by Planned Parenthood in the D11 schools of Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Wow. But since then, something very interesting has happened. They have put a hold on Planned Parenthood being in any schools down there. Isn't that right?
Yes, we put in our Open Records Act letters. We're requesting information of when Planned Parenthood would be in our buildings. Since we own the building and we pay the teachers, we have a right to know.
Right.
So we politely asked, are they in there? Are they scheduled? And they wrote back and said, no, they're not. And then when I talked with the principal at that one school, he said, because of what happened at the other school, they're not scheduled. We don't plan on having them.
So you've at least barred Planned Parenthood from the time being. The little action that you took, the little activism that you did, got Planned Parenthood away from those kids, at least for the time being. Isn't that right?
Yes, it did. And that's what both the cop and the principal said directly. Plus, that's what we have in writing from the school administration. They didn't say it was us, but the other two sources did attribute it directly to us.
Now, a few weeks ago when we were down there protesting at a school, you passed out this very interesting pamphlet. It's the first time I've ever seen this happen. You wrote up a pamphlet. You told the people reading the pamphlet that there was a teacher. You gave her name. I can't think of it offhand.
Paula Herger.
Okay, she invited Planned Parenthood into the school. You said she was a pro-abort in the pamphlet. Isn't that correct?
Yes, and it was so powerful. A bureaucrat can handle many things. You can haggle with them through the bureaucracy, and they still get their pay. But if you name them and you say, this employee of ours is unfit, then you have their attention.
And boy, did you not just get the attention of that teacher, every student in the school. I have never, at first the students came out to the school and I'm handing the pamphlet out along with you, and they were doing their typical teenage thing, rip the pamphlet up just to get you go, whatever. And then, about an hour later, what happened?
They were coming up to us asking, and I'd try and give them other pamphlets. They'd say, no, I want the yellow one.
I want the yellow one.
They knew to look for the yellow pamphlet. It was the talk of the school, mm-hmm. the talk of the school district, the talk of the town. It was in the newspaper the following day, and the following Monday, we went, I think, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then it was either Thursday or Friday, there was a big cover page in the newspaper, and then Monday, one of the school board members, Eric Kristen, had a news conference at the same high school, Palmer High School, and said he'd put forth a motion to get Planned Parenthood out.
And Eric Kristen is a Christian school board member, isn't that right?
That would be my assumption.
Oh,
he's never said it explicitly, but all his values are wholesome, and he expresses such a solid love for the children that I don't hear from any pro-abort. They like bureaucracy, they like Planned Parenthood, they like lots of immorality, but for someone to say, let's care about the kids, that's showing a different nature.
And what was the result of your letter as far as District 11 is concerned?
The Freedom of Information letter?
No, of your pamphlet, excuse me, of the pamphlet that you wrote?
The pamphlet was as powerful as the big posters.
I have
the big 5 and 7 foot posters and then a huge white cross on top of my truck. But the pamphlet was as powerful as the posters. The posters got their attention. But the pamphlet had all the dirt about Planned Parenthood that they'd never heard, the racism, the eugenics, the specific abortion procedures. And it named names and said, this is who's accountable. Now, to start with, a person should talk with their school officials, actually administration of the school district, and inquire and say, okay, how does this work? Are they on an approved speaker list? How do they get on the list? Does a teacher invite them in, or the principal, or how does that work? Get all your stuff in order, get their statements, then you can use them. It wouldn't hurt to record it, depending on your state law. After that, you can put their name in the pamphlet and say, this person is a pro-abort, and because of them, you have an abortionist in the classroom.
That's right. And because you did that, what did D11 do?
Oh, they sent me some hate mail. They threatened to sue me, and they said, don't call her that. And I said, well, she invited Planned Parenthood in, and I figured the typical jury in this county is going to decide she is a pro-abort. If you invite an abortionist in, you're a pro-abort. So there, and that's what I told them. And I said, tell you what, by the time this ever has any substance to it, you're going to be dismissed because we'll have a new school board next November. But in the interim, I would enjoy full discovery of Planned Parenthood, all health department teachers, and the school administration. I don't know how else I can get discovery of all those people, depositions, interrogatories, and all. And I said, I look forward to your cooperation.
That's great, because you wouldn't get that information without discovery. The lawsuit would fall right into your lap at the right time, and it would go nowhere because all you did was expose the truth, and it was information that's guaranteed to the public. So you didn't do anything wrong. So it would be great to get that information. I doubt that they'll actually go. Mike, we have a caller. Mike, hello, from Colorado Springs. Is this Mike Craddock?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. I wanted to talk about a protest we did down in Colorado Springs yesterday. It was the second time I'd been to one. A couple weeks ago, I was driving down the street in Colorado Springs, and I looked over on the side of the road as I was passing this high school, and there was this abortion protest going on, and I thought, oh, that's cool, and I drove on by. And then they were there again the next day, and I thought, well, I want to stop and see what they're doing there. And I didn't really plan on getting involved, but I kind of just showed up and kind of standing off to the side, and that's when I met you there.
Uh-huh.
And then it ended up that you had to go get something out of your car, so you asked me to hold your signs for you. And it was really it was interesting how many kids would come up and talk to you about stuff, and so I joined it yesterday, and we went over to Mitchell High School here in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. To protest Planned Parenthood being in the school, and it was really fun, and I was surprised actually how many kids were supportive of what we were doing there.
That surprised me too. It was an unbelievable time for me. I'd say 95% of the kids were pro-life and totally in support of us, which never happens. But Mike, I want to tell you that if I had known that you had never picketed before, I wouldn't have left you with that crowd and my signs. I just thought you were an old hat at it. I didn't know. And I left you with these signs, and I came back, and you were swarmed with these kids and just loving it. The look on your face was great.
Well, I told my wife that night, I said, well, it was a little out of my comfort zone. It wasn't in my comfort zone, but it was really cool.
Yeah, it is when you get a chance to talk to those kids and actually make an impact in their lives. And by the way, yesterday you were the only one holding signs. I was busy going through my book with some kids and handing out literature, and you ended up with the signs again and a whole troop of kids around you. But these kids were a little different because they were so positive. And even when the security came and tried to move us, the kids said, you're going to make us listen to Planned Parenthood and we can't talk to these people?
Yeah.
It was just amazing to hear that come out.
And one of the kids even tried to move the sign 2 feet. What he thought would be legal for us to move the sign 2 feet over onto where the sidewalk, then they couldn't harass us. And he was holding the sign for a little bit over there.
Yeah. They were just a wonderful school. Well, Mike, thanks for showing up, and you can believe that we'll call you for the next time we're down there. And
That'd be great. Well, yeah. It was really interesting. One of the things I thought was really interesting is kids would walk up, they didn't exactly know what to think of the signs, and they were still evaluating. And I would point out that Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, one of her stated goals for starting it was to kill black people, and I would point at the nearest black person in the crowd, and everybody would then immediately get enraged at that statement, and they'd look at the signs and they'd say, "That's murder." And it was interesting because once they heard that, they were really ticked at Planned Parenthood, and one girl even said she was mad about it, and she said, I'm gonna have 5 beautiful black babies, and I said, well, you grow up and get married, and you do that.
Yes, please get married first. So.
but it was really fun, and I would encourage anyone. I guess I was kind of nervous when I first even walked over to the first protest that I went to, and it really is. It really is fun. It's encouraging to be able to talk to people and let them see what it is that Planned Parenthood supports. The pictures say 1,000 words. You don't really have to do a whole lot of convincing with the kids as far as what the pictures say.
No, that's great. Mike, thanks for the call. Thank you so much for showing up. And
thanks for inviting me.
We'll see you in the future.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Mike. One of the things that we haven't talked about is we had a baby saved yesterday.
Oh, that is so special.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you about it. Well, we went to Watson High School and...
Mike, you got to talk a little louder.
We went to Watson High School.
That's good.
We were there a few hours, and then we went over to the school administration building. We were there a few hours, had lunch, and then for the kids to get out, we went over to another one, Mitchell High School. We talked with kids. There was a new guy, well, not new, but he hasn't been out many times with us. He just happened to drive by at Palmer High School and stopped, and
That was Mike just called in to talk to us.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he told us, I know I lost you there for a minute, so you didn't hear that, but he told us about what it was like for him, but we haven't talked about the baby that was saved there yet.
Oh, okay. Well, there were many kids there, and their faces come and go. There's so many of them, but one of them came up to me, and I recognized her from about 15 minutes before. I hadn't talked with her individually, a petite young lady, about 16, and she stood squarely in front of me, and in a tremulous voice, she said, "I'm pregnant. I was going to abort next week, but because of seeing all this, I've changed my mind."
Praise the Lord, Mike. That is, and you know, if there was one young girl pregnant in that school, there was more.
It took a lot of courage for her to come up to me.
Yes,
now,
it did.
I figure, well, as soon as she said that, I asked her if she had her basic needs met, food and clothing and shelter, and she said, yeah. And then I was sidetracked by security. They were hassling us. When I turned back around, she was gone. Or I would have done everything to be sure that she had everything she needed right then. The young girls need that support. They're scared. One of Satan's main weapons is fear. Fear, pride, and lies are the three things that I look for, and if I can locate those, then I'm all right. She was afraid.
But, Mike, we did hand out those pamphlets, and on those pamphlets were contact numbers. And every kid in that school came to get a pamphlet. I've never seen it before. There were kids that got on buses and almost tipped the bus over. They all ran to the window on the side where we were to get a pamphlet. They all had their hands sticking out of the bus. "Please, can I have one? Can I have one?" And... You know,
yeah.
It's like I was like a kid in a candy store. I couldn't talk fast enough. I couldn't show them enough, educate enough while I was there. It was wonderful.
They read them, too. Now, I have one on evolution fraud in the textbooks. I have another one on Planned Parenthood, and I'll be doing one on the witnesses. People can write to me and receive copies. You can write to SEG, the three initials, mm-hmm. Sam Edward Good, P.O. Box 7512, that's 7512, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80933. P.O. Box 7512, zip is 80933. I will include newspaper articles and other stuff. If you care to put in $10, fine. And if you don't have it, you just go ahead and write, and I'll send you some pamphlets. And you can do it on your own. Write me if you want me to call you and talk with you about how to go about it. You just put that in there, too, and I'll give you a call.
That's good, Mike. At the end of the day, at 6:30 last night, there was a Colorado School Board meeting. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to mention to you. While we were at D11, the president of the school board walked by, didn't she?
Yes.
And what is her name?
Sandy Shakes.
And she had really been chewed up in the paper the night before last, wasn't she?
Yes, it was, I think, Tuesday, could have been Monday, but oddly, the media just ripped into the liberal position, tore her up because she had been elected as a conservative, and she's turned to the other side, and everyone's angry at her because she misrepresented herself. And she's getting written up in the paper. People are talking about her in the churches. She did wrong. She lied to us.
And the papers picked up on it. That's the difference between Colorado Springs and Denver. They're a lot more conservative down there, and this is a wonderful thing. She walked by, and we were able to say a few little things to her. But last night was the school board meeting, and I didn't get a chance to go to that. Can you fill us in?
Yes. To start with, regardless of how the school board votes, they'll vote in January whether to boot out Planned Parenthood. We may win, we may not on that. But we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and evil in high places. Our witness at the schools is so profound, it doesn't matter how they vote. We're saving children. We're talking about evolution. There are people hearing truth, and the truth does not return to God empty-handed. The meeting started out, and they had a lot of other issues, which get boring for those that aren't there for it. Planned Parenthood is on an approved speaker list that teachers can pull from. So find out if Planned Parenthood is on an approved list that can go into the school. There were different people that talked pro and against. One of the board members, Craig Cox, pointed out that the policy in our area is no tolerance. Zero tolerance on drugs, weapons. Our policy is abstinence, but Planned Parenthood teaches abstinence plus.
Right.
Why do we have that? That's against our policy. So he's hitting the bureaucrats on their own rules, and it's hard for them to come back. Planned Parenthood had a representative there by the name of Lennox Powell. She had all her nice words to say of how helpful they are to people, and she happened to mention cancer screening. Fortunately, I got to speak after her, and I said, well, it's good that she mentioned cancer screening. They cause it. The number one cause of breast cancer in America is abortion. I said other factors like obesity, age of first child, breastfeeding, things like that, family history, they're all relevant. But the number one factor, probably by a factor of three, is abortion. So I hit her on that.
Did anyone counter you on that later on?
No, they avoid that.
Okay.
Yeah, I said go to abortionbreastcancer.com. I got that in a couple times, and in the hall, someone said, I should check my facts. I said, go to abortionbreastcancer.com. You don't care if women get breast cancer. You don't care about the truth. Go look at the facts. And
right.
Then they shut up.
So,
but in public, they don't want to address the real issues. In fact, mm-hmm. One of the people tried to say the Christians, the my group, they didn't use the word Christian, but they said, we were trying to turn this into an issue of morals and abortion when this is neither. That was stated by Ellen Reynolds, a pro-abort that goes out to the abortion clinic against us. In her mind, it is neither morals nor an issue of abortion. That shows their thinking.
Well, that happens to us in court all the time. We bring up the topic of abortion because we've been arrested on an abortion protest or something, and the judge will say, this is not about abortion. Well, yes, it is, but I'm glad you were able to get that in. So when is the vote, Mike?
It'll probably be in January. It's put off because of the holidays.
Was Focus on the Family there last night?
They said they were going to be. They may have had a representative from Citizen Magazine. I didn't talk to anyone.
Okay.
Some of the other media were there. Eric Christen is taking hits because he's led this up. He is a board member, one of the four conservatives that were elected on a slate of change.
He's a Colorado Springs school board member.
Yes, the platform was change, reform, and better standards in the schools, and he took it seriously. So the three old liberals and the one turncoat have all gone against him. Well, I've taken some heat for leading the protest, but since he's in the school board, he's in the front of the line now, and they're throwing rocks at him.
Mike, I think what you did is amazing. You sent a letter. You got a little schedule. You went to a school while Planned Parenthood was there, and Colorado Springs stopped dead in its tracks.
Yes.
They had to call a board meeting, then a school board meeting, and then they've stopped Planned Parenthood from coming into the schools. It's not only that, the security guard at Planned Parenthood today wanted to know where I was yesterday. So he said, I know there was a school board meeting in Colorado Springs last night. I said, I didn't go to that, but I didn't tell him where I was yesterday either. So it's got all of Rocky Mountain Planned Parenthood, I know, was talking about it, because if you set a precedent, it's going to be great. We'll be able to work off of that. I know that you and I are planning on doing the same things that you've done in Colorado Springs here in Denver. And so we're going to, I don't know that Denver will be quite as upset about it, but we're going to try it here and see if it works. And
we're going to get them upset. Now, there's another guy doing this. He's gotten some information from Stop International, STOPP.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, it's www.all.org/stop, STOPP.
Right.
They fight Planned Parenthood all over the place. There's a guy in Sarasota, Florida.
Mike, we're going to have to go.
Okay.
See, I'm going to have to wind up. The music is started. So,
okay.
Mike, thank you so much for all you're doing. Look forward to seeing you in the future.
Okay, Joe.
Thanks, folks, for listening. We want to remind you about Maranatha Christian Center, one of the best Christian schools in the country. You can go to kgov.com and get the information on it.